You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you, and it is a Thursday, and it is just about to become a very big day in downtown Ann Arbor. I'm joined by Russ Collins. He's the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, and welcome back for this week's edition of Cinema Chat, and a lot of long and hard work is coming to fruition.
That's right. So last Friday, a week ago tomorrow, we lit the State Theater marquee.
What a beautiful sight that was.
Yeah, and it was a weekend of the super moon, and so we had the moon and the Michigan Theater marquee, the State Theater marquee, and Burton Tower all glowing.
Were your internal tides running amok?
Yeah, it was crazy. I couldn't keep control of the tides. But it was really quite spectacular on the street, and people, you know, every day stop and go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. This Friday, tomorrow, we hope to open the State Theater for audiences. We have a ways to go before...
I was going to say there's that word hope in there.
That's right. Well, when you're in the middle of a construction project, especially a very complicated one like this one, you have to get all kinds of city...
Permits
and passed off on those permits. So you got to make sure that the building's safe and, you know, it's fire safe, the elevator's running, all the handrails are in place and all of that kind of stuff. And that's what we're working on right now. And our contractor is thinking that we're gonna make it and get that CO, or at least a temporary CO. The theater
and
will
that's
not
a certificate of occupancy.
Yes, certificate. And the theater will not be complete. I mean, there will be decorating things, many decorating things that will not be complete when we open.
But it will
be
fully functional, and you will have a great idea of the glamour that it is going to be in the ultimate end.
Yeah, the last 2 days and tonight as well, we brought in some of our donors and heroes that have helped make this project possible. Folks, even though there was all kinds of construction equipment on the carpeting and scaffolding up here and there, they were very much taken aback in a very positive way as they walked through the theater.
If at any point in the last few months that the State Theater was open before it closed for renovations, you were there and now you go, it is an entirely different experience.
Exactly. And people feel like that there's much more space inside the State Theater balcony, what used to be the balcony area, which there isn't, but the decoration, the layout takes the very subtle kind of hints that makes it feel more spacious, and it's really quite beautiful. The original Art Deco design.
I do want to take a moment to point out that earlier this week you took our own Lisa Berry on a tour of the Michigan Theater and
the State Theater,
and she has put together a feature, and that is going to be available to you this afternoon as part of All Things Considered, and we're going to air it again tomorrow morning as we prepare to see the State Theater reopen on Friday night, and in my heart of hearts, know that's going to happen.
Oh,
so make sure you listen in for that, and you can always check it out on our website as well at WEMU.org.
Well, there's a lot of programming that you'd need to do to fill those screens, and so we're going to bring James Franco film called The Disaster Artist, which is a fiction film based on a real thing, which was the making of the cult melodrama The Room.
Which inadvertently was one of the worst films ever made,
yeah,
if not the worst.
Generally considered the greatest bad movie ever made. So James Franco plays Tommy Wiseau, who was the star and director and vision of the...
Completely inept in all aspects.
Yeah, and it was described by Scott Tobias of NPR as following the model of Tim Burton's biopic on Ed Wood,
right,
who was another bad filmmaker, and approaching Wiseau as a delicate balance of affectionate mockery and heartfelt appreciation for his creative passion. So that should be a lot of fun. And we just showed The Room last weekend. At
the real Room.
Yeah, and 1,300 people showed up for it. So it is quite the cult classic. Destin is by a filmmaker that grew up in the Ann Arbor area.
Went to Huron High School, right?
Graduated from Huron High School. He's in California now, but he's coming back for the showing of his film Destin, which was shot and is about Detroit. And it's about a young man who's figuring out, putting his life together. And the movie is played out with two different dynamics, two different fates for this character. And the really good news for Qasem Bashir, who's the filmmaker who did Destin, is that his new film, A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, is going to premiere at the Sundance Film Festival this January.
That's spectacular.
So we're very proud of being able to show Destin, which was a hit at Cinetopia last year.
And in keeping with film diversity, tell me about Human Flow.
Human Flow is Ai Weiwei's picture about the refugee crisis going on around the United States. We also have the Cannes Film Festival Palme d'Or winner, The Square, which is a Swedish comedy drama directed by the guy that did Force Majeure, which was a really exciting, interesting psychological film. And then a week from today, we're looking to open Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
I can't believe
which
it keeps
is
coming
not
back.
A usual thing for the Michigan or State Theater to do. But arthouse film fans are big fans of, not everyone is, certain people. People that sit across from me are not fans of Star Wars at all. But
not any of it.
A lot of art house fans are Star Wars fans. And it's also something that we expect to have the campus come in. We're also opening a film at the Michigan Theater called Novitiate, which is a film that's set in 1960. And it's right at that time when the Vatican II passed. And there's this young woman who decides that she wants to be a nun. And she goes into training as a nun. And an old nun who's not at all happy with Vatican II.
Right.
She likes the very strict way that they had conducted nun training for decades and decades and decades. The more humanistic way of Vatican II doesn't wash well with her. And the conflict between this young woman who's passionate about being a nun but ignorant about it and this old nun who is just kind of knocked off her pins because she doesn't quite know how to relate to these new recruits that are looking to be nuns and how you implement this.
Yeah, it is both the emotional and the realistic politics of the convent.
Absolutely. So Novitiate is a very compelling film, and we're opening it this Friday.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins of the Michigan Theater. And Lady Bird continues downtown for at least a little while, right?
If you haven't seen Lady Bird, everybody loves it. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Frances McDormand is brilliant. Great acting performances. And Loving Vincent is an animation stunt. It's the first completely oil-painted animated film about Vincent van Gogh. Go check it out. We've also got some repertory titles showing as part of the State Theater opening, films that opened in 1942. The Fleet's Inn, which is the film that actually opened the State Theater. Saboteur, which is a Hitchcock film. Yankee Doodle Dandy, which stars Jamie Cagney. And Woman of the Year, which Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn star in. So we get a little bit of flavor of the original 1942 and contemporary films, everything for the State Theater opening, which is this Friday. Keep your fingers crossed, and we'll see you there.
Are you going to be doing the old late night showings of films at the State and stuff?
We
like
are.
That?
We have three lined up: Harold and Maude, which was a long-term
classic. I love Harold
classic.
And Maude.
Yep, Big Lebowski, which is another
love
great
that movie
film.
Too.
And then the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which right now with The Room are the two big
that was
big
good
midnight
ones.
Titles. And those are actually at 10 o'clock rather than
at midnight.
And then we've got our holiday classic at the Michigan Theater, Home Alone, and that's going to be a free screening on Sunday the 10th, so you can go check that out. And then opening at the multiplex is Disaster Artist is opening at the multiplex as well as at the State Theater. But Just Getting Started is a comedy with Morgan Freeman and Tommy Lee Jones and Renee Russo.
Well, that's a good pairing.
Absolutely.
All
so
three of those.
Morgan Freeman is the freewheeling manager of a luxury Palm Springs resort. He tries to make the life of the folks that visit there, which include Tommy Lee Jones and Renee Russo, special. But all kinds of
kind of like Mr. Rourke on Fantasy Island.
Exactly, all kinds of interesting.
There's a reference that almost no one's going to remember.
That's true.
Now, are there any reviews on that movie whatsoever?
Haven't gotten a lot of reviews. It's got a strong cast, so and it's open right before all of the big holiday films open.
Right. Starting with Star Wars next week.
Not always a good sign, but it's a little bit of counter programming. And again, the cast: Tommy Lee Jones, Morgan Freeman, Rene Russo, extremely talented and great folks. And so we'll look forward to a fun film, a little bit of an escape during the holidays.
So that's a good before thing. We end our time together here on WEMU this morning, Russ Collins, as we said, we are keeping our fingers crossed and have every anticipation that the State Theater is going to have its grand reopening on Friday night.
At 4 o'clock.
What are your next 24 to 36 hours going to look like?
Without any sleep, we'll be putting up signs and doing cleanup and all the little things that we need to do to make sure the projectors and elevators and all those things are working the way they need to do to welcome an audience. And so we're looking forward to it. But it is going to be a lot of energy and a lot of work, and we're joyfully applying that energy.
And don't forget to take an audio tour of the refurbished State Theater this afternoon as part of All Things Considered, and we'll re-air that feature for you as part of Morning Edition on Friday morning. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you sincerely for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. It is an exclusive presentation of the news department here at your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
It's not ta-ta, it's see you at the State Theater.